Yes, if you go on VRBO and HomeAway, you will see that I do have reservations for the future. They were already there when I found out I had to do this. And, I figured I'll see if I get the permit. If I don't get the permit, I'm going to have to cancel them all and let them know they have to try to get something else. But I didn't see any point in canceling them till I know if I'm even going to get the permit. And that's why they are on there. The other thing is that Jillian didn't mention is they have an entrance and exit right there at their house too that comes out to Sunfest. It's like this. And so, I mean, they don't have to come down this way to go out. They can go right out there by their house. But like she said, we shouldn't have to. And so I have addressed everything that I believe that y'all have asked of me. And if I get it, that's fine. If I don't, I still have a nice home that, and she did mention that we're not there. We are there every month for 2 weeks. So unless she is monitoring our comings and goings, I don't know where she gets her information. But that's that. So it is what it is, and I appreciate any consideration you'll give it.
You guys have any more questions? Or entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to deny the permit application based on compatibility.
Got a motion to deny the application because of incompatibility with houses around it. Have a second?
I'll second and add that it's under Appendix 2.3F.
And then what part of this structure makes it incompatible with the others?
To the residential neighborhood in itself. This section is part of Cross Creek Subdivision, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's like different phases, but
it's part of that subdivision.
Correct. But the fact that it's just in the subdivision makes it incompatible. I'm just trying to get to where we got it narrowed down for.
Because as the subdivision was built for single family homes. So once you convert this tonight to rental, that goes outside of that single family home use.
Okay.
Make
sense? No.
It's a change of use.
Right.
The reason why she's coming in for the special
that's
use.
The special use doesn't change the use, though. That special use permit, that's why it's a special use permit.
It allows her to do nightly rental.
On a special use.
So
right.
That changes the use of the property.
Not according to that 4.7 code. It says it does not change the use of the property. I'm just reading out what's the code because of what just recently happened. I'm trying to narrow it down so we got a better chance.
The home is not being used by single family.
But your special use permit does not change the use.
Well,
if it's a home occupation or it's still, that home is what it is. Per that 4.7 code, the special use section.
So the general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, general safety, health, comfort, general welfare of the community. Does it fall within that?
Well, that's you guys' decision. What part of it makes it not fall within that's what I'm trying to get down.
The use of the nightly rental within a single family.
The nightly rental use, okay. That's where I was getting.
Any other discussion?
That's what I need.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is now, you say that the ones on the... That are going to be going down east of the lake on Cross Creek. That was denied, and there's no possible chance of that ever changing, being allowed.
You never say never.
I don't think we could answer that.
Okay. I can honestly tell you I did not know that. And all I knew about was that Built Right got their permit. They were putting in nightly rentals. I was not at the meeting, and so I did not know that, and I don't know if that was discussed then or not, about the ones on that go on down from Jillian, that those were not approved. I didn't know that. So, but that was my only question.
Do we hear from our landscape architect?
I just have a follow-up question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Well, I know that you had mentioned that it was incompatible with the neighborhood, but being that right across the street from her was allowed, and I think people driving down the street don't know that it's not a part of the technical Cross Creek, but it's a part of the neighborhood.
Yes.
So that door's already kind of been opened that it's allowed across the street.
She's in the platted subdivision of Cross Creek, residential use only.
Right.
They're in the commercial part.
Okay.
So there's, even though there's a street there,
right,
one side's one thing, one side's the other.
Okay. I got you.
Scott, did I misinterpret? I thought you said earlier those lots to the south. East, if you follow the road on out behind the shopping center, those lots you didn't say were already, they've already have a special use?
No, what we had was, he was proposing for 6 nightly rentals here.
Okay.
And this has not been subdivided yet. It's part of the lake parcel.
Okay.
And then I put the parcel lines on, and you can see these little red tick marks. There was 10 lots here. These are all phases. This is part of Cross Creek phase.
Right.
I don't remember if there's 4 phases or 5. And these were denied, and the board upheld that denial, the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
And then I think this was the last one. This is just another phase. The actual legal description on them is... Cross Creek, the code at Cross Creek... It's amended plat. It's the same plat that the homes were platted on. It's just on the side of the street where the commercial has developed.
Okay.
But it is all same part of the same neighborhood. It's hard to follow what his intent was because there's 3 or 4 maps in the file. It shows the whole lake as being development. All of those lots. And
so those duplexes are part of Cross Creek neighborhood.
It says it right there, Cove at Cross Creek. On that lot right there is the Cove at Cross Creek. Phase 1, lots 1, and lots 2A.
Okay, we're ready for a vote.
And those are phase 1, lots 2 through 13. They were all planted the same
place. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
The BOA... they're the ones who approved that, right?
The BOA upheld the 6 and the 10, but they overturned. They approved the appeal for the 3 duplexes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because of adjoining the commercial.
I would have to go pull the exact. I can't remember.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of denying the permit, vote by saying aye. Raise your right hand.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
I didn't see how many I was. What was
everybody.
The count? 6-0?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to mention her appeal process?
Yeah. There
days?
Is an appeal period. 90 days appeal to the Board of Adjustments. Okay, next on the agenda are concepts, number 19-36, Jeremy. I'm drying up. I'm drying up. All
Hi there, I'm Jeremy. Do you go first?
Yep, I got it just a little bit. I'm going to pull it up on the map.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do this. Yeah. Applicant Jeremy Worley seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to add nightly rental to the existing 3.6-acre parcel, which is this parcel here, located at 1159 Bee Creek Road, Branson. It's currently being used as a real estate office, which was approved in 2016 by the board. He's also seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to develop the adjoining 5.08 acres, which is this parcel, into a lodge-style real estate office with the ability for nightly rental in the future. So nightly rental on both parcels and real estate office on both parcels. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Thank you, Scott. So we got approved to run a real estate office here about just a little over 2 years ago, and it's been going really well. And it's been a great location for us, a lot of good visibility, and we've been serving the community. I've gone from 4 agents to 25 agents in that time, and the fact of the matter is we've just grown out of it. And I do own those 5 acres there just to the south of it there, and I would like to build a bigger office that I could grow into. And I would also like to turn this office space into a business investment center for the community so we could start holding real estate investment classes or public speaking classes or how to read a credit report or anything like that just to kind of serve the community. So I'd like to build a bigger space, but I don't just want to put up a metal building. You know, I don't want to put up a 10,000 square feet metal building because Bee Creek is a really pretty part of town, and I would like to continue to see that to develop into a nice commercial corridor on that west side there. So my goal is to build kind of a lodge style concept. I'll give you some concept art here to kind of pass around to make it really impressive, because I think that's kind of one of the secrets to our success of our real estate office. When we remodeled that home a little over 2 years ago, we took it from, it looked like a time capsule. I mean, it was like walking back into 1973. It was just beautiful, because I grew up in the house just like that. But we put down some nice wood floors and remodeled it to a nice lodge style. If you've driven past it in the past few weeks, you're seeing we're putting up some nice Douglas fir beams. We just want it to be a nice, pretty place, and I want the agents to come there, and I want them to feel like they're at home. And so when I build my new office, I want it to have that lodge style feel. And the fact of the matter is I need to figure out what to do with this property if I'm going to build that property. And I checked with Scott, and the way I guess the guidance code is and the way performance zoning works, you can correct me if I'm wrong or educate me, please. But I got approved to operate a real estate office there. So I can't really I can't rent it to a hair salon or to a accountant or to somebody like that. So I've got a piece of commercial property that's kind of worthless to me, because I grew out of it and I don't have any other business to run. And I did have that rezoned commercial, and I pay commercial taxes on it. So it makes sense if we build a big real estate office to convert this, say, into short-term rentals, because obviously, we sell a lot of those, and we work with a lot of out-of-town clients that are relocating to Branson or that want to invest in short-term rentals or they just want to buy a nice second home. It makes sense that that might be a compatible use to have next to the real estate office, because I'm there every day. I manage it. It's on the opposite side of a busy street. I'm surrounded by woods. My closest neighbor is residential, and he's just to the north, but he's far away as the crow flies, a couple hundred feet, so I don't even see him. And a lot, proving that for short-term rental would give me the extra funds that I need